the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
He was once a senior figure in the Ulster Unionist Party. He walked out in the party at the time of the Good Friday Agreement. He ended up with the Democratic Unionist Party. He became its leader. He was a highly significant figure for decades in Northern politics. He's also a convicted paedophile now because he has been found guilty of all 18 charges that were brought against him at Newry Crown Court. A count of rape, 4 counts of gross indecency, 13 counts of indecent assault. That is, of course, Geoffrey Donaldson. Jamie O'Hara, our Today FM reporter, was in the court today for the guilty verdicts against Geoffrey Donaldson after the lengthy trial which has taken place in recent weeks. Jamie, tell us what it was like in court today, please.
Matt, good afternoon. Well, Geoffrey Donaldson, he stood quite still. He had his hands down and he was clasping his hands together. He made no reaction when the verdicts were read out. He stood in the dock while the foreman of the jury responded guilty when each of the charges was read out here in Newry just after 2:15 p.m. It was about 10 hours of deliberations by the jury that started on Thursday afternoon into Friday. The jury were sent home Friday at 3 p.m. They went back into the jury room today at 10:30. They had one question in the afternoon, and then just after lunch we could see that there was rumblings of things happening. Everyone got their notebooks out, everyone opened their laptops, and the seven men and 5 women came out to deliver their verdict.
What was the reaction in the courtroom to that, apart from Donaldson himself?
No, well, it was absolutely silent in the courtroom. I suppose the jury would be, the media would be aware that these things, you know, they're very sensitive matters. It's, you know, there's never any commentary really in court cases like this. I certainly didn't hear anything anyway. Geoffrey Donaldson, he was in the box. He was told to stand. He stood very still. He gave no reaction when any of the verdicts came in. And Eleanor Donaldson also found to have committed 5 acts of aiding and abetting her husband. Now, this was a trial of the facts for her. We've spoken about this before. She cannot be criminally convicted. But the jury today found she did commit the 5 acts of aiding and abetting her husband. And then in his summary of the case, the judge said that trial of the facts actually was the most Googled term in Northern Ireland last month. He had said that Mrs. Donaldson's legal representatives became concerned for her mental health, and she was examined by both the defence and the prosecution, and the judge was furnished with evidence from 3 psychiatrists, and she was determined unfit then, Matt, to stand trial. And the judge said that he told the jury that the legislation then requires a trial of the facts.
Now, complainant A and complainant B, who cannot be identified even at this stage, even after the guilty verdicts, were they present in court today for this verdict?
I didn't see either complainant A or complainant B in court, but Judge Paul Ramsey, he ordered victim impact reports to be prepared, so we are going to hear from A and B before Geoffrey Donaldson is sentenced. The judge today said that Geoffrey Donaldson will likely face a lengthy custodial sentence, and he remanded him in custody, and he also ordered he be placed on the sex offenders register. He set a sentencing date then, Matt, for the 25th of September, and then when he was finished he ordered the prison service staff to take Mr. Donaldson down, and he was taken out the door of the court. Now, there will be a case management day in mid-September, but a date set for the 25th of September for sentencing. Then a crowd gathered outside the courthouse here in Newry, and a prison service van carrying Geoffrey Donaldson eventually drove out of the gates and away from the courthouse. Geoffrey Donaldson walked into and out of court every day for the past 4 weeks, but today he was taken away in custody following his conviction. It took the jury 10 hours to reach their verdict after being sent to begin deliberations at around 1:20 p.m. on Thursday, and they came back today at around 2:15. This is the culmination of a trial that began over 4 weeks ago, Matt. Today marked the start of the 5th week dealing with charges relating to some offences dating back to 40 years ago. Those years are between 1985 and 2008, and the Donaldsons were arrested and interviewed by police in March 2024 on foot of complainants made by 2 women who were children at the time of the offences.
Jamie O'Hara, our Today FM reporter, thank you for joining us. Stephen Walker is with us, former political correspondent for BBC Northern Ireland, author and broadcaster. Stephen, thank you very much for taking the time to join us today. When news broke of Geoffrey Donaldson's arrest, it was sensational. The evidence that we have heard in the last number of weeks has been absolutely harrowing. The conviction today, the decision by the jury who's heard all of the evidence while we were only hearing snapshots of it, is a highly significant one. Tell us about just how big a figure Geoffrey Donaldson has been in Northern Irish politics in recent decades and why this is such a shock.
Yes, good evening, Matt. I'll come on directly to your question in a moment, but I think it is important to acknowledge that without the bravery and the courage of the two women who came forward and made this case happen, then you and I obviously wouldn't be having this conversation today. They've obviously harboured these crimes for years, and without them, there would not have been a case at all. Geoffrey Donaldson, as you said in your introduction, has been a high-profile figure in Northern Ireland for years. He achieved so much. As a young man, he worked for Enoch Powell in the South Down constituency. He later became an MLA. In 1997, he became an MP. Then, of course, he had his differences with the Ulster Unionist Party and David Trimble. He famously walked out during the Good Friday Agreement negotiations. He defected to the Democratic Unionist Party. He became party leader in 2021. Remember, of course, Matt, that he helped broker the deal with the Conservatives at Westminster. So he became effectively a national figure. And then he ended the impasse at Stormont when the DUP were boycotting devolution to get the DUP back into power sharing. You know, he was the leader of unionism. He was at the height of his political power. And then in March 2024, it all came crashing down.
Pepsi Prebiotic Cola, an original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.
Just going back even to the 1990s and when he walked out on the Ulster Unionist Party, the impression many of us formed of him even back then was that he was a bit of a grandstander, that and that he loved the attention on him that his actions brought about at the time. Would that be a fair impression?
Well, like all politicians, you know, he was pretty adept at courting the media. He was pretty adept at knowing how the media worked. He was the kind of politician that I suppose you and I liked from the point of view that he answered the phone. He never hid away from journalist inquiries. And so he was always prepared to give you a quote. Politically, I look at him as a figure who moved from the far right, who moved from those days with Enoch Powell, moved into the centre. There's a famous archive picture of him being carried out of Stormont in 1986 when he was protesting. And then later on in life, as you say, he became David Trimble's main rival during the years of the Good Friday Agreement. He was often the prime mover in attempts to get David Trimble to change direction. But I think as things went on, he became a pragmatist. He realised that parties in Northern Ireland had to share this small postage stamp of a land and actually get on and share power and work together. So I think he moved from being very much on the right to being pragmatic. And he realised, particularly at the time when the DUP were boycotting Stormont, that it wasn't doing the DUP any good and it wasn't doing unionism any good.
But how significant a figure was he as well in persuading the DUP to be active in the Brexit campaign 10 years ago and then very much becoming involved with the Tory party in the years that followed that?
He was a significant player. He certainly made a lot of contacts during those Brexit years. And those contacts, interestingly, Matt, that he made during those Brexit years you know, helped him enormously when it came to having those further relationships, particularly with the Conservative Party. That deal that he did back in 2017 with the Conservatives basically made Geoffrey Donaldson a national figure. He was very comfortable in the corridors of power. He had good relations with senior Conservatives. Politically, if he wasn't, you know, a Democratic Unionist or an Ulster Unionist in Northern Ireland, had he been brought up in England, he would have most likely have been a member of the Conservative Party because he felt at home within the Conservative ranks. So he was a significant figure. I wouldn't necessarily put him in the bracket of John Hume and of David Trimble, but he was an individual who could make things happen. And as I said earlier, right at the height of his powers, when he was this leader of unionism in 2024, suddenly his past, his sordid past, caught up with him and everything came crashing down.
As you mentioned, his sordid past. Had there ever been any speculation or rumours about him?
Well, there's always rumours about politicians, as you and I know, Matt. When you talk to people in political parties, when you talk to spads, when you talk to press officers, and I think as journalists, you know, we are trained to take an awful lot of this with a pinch of salt. You know, we've seen high-profile cases in the past, particularly on social media, when people have made claims against public figures and people have gone on social media saying this is 100% true, I have proof. And very often those kind of stories end up in the libel courts. So there are always certain rumours around with people's social life. But to that point, certainly up to the point of 2024, no one had come forward and put their name in the public domain in relation to Geoffrey Donaldson.
And would it be fair to say, Stephen, you know, there's been various charges brought against politicians in the north of the past, but nothing like this, that this is possibly the most extraordinary and most odious of crimes to have been committed by a senior politician?
Yes. I mean, when you think of when the news broke back in 2024, I'm sure, like you, my phone was absolutely buzzing and people were saying, surely this can't be true. This is true. And people were absolutely stunned and shocked. And obviously, after today, the guilty verdict, the fact that he's now on the sex offenders register, the fact that he is facing a lengthy prison sentence, means, and rightly so, that his political achievements mean absolutely nothing. He is a convicted a paedophile. His political life is over. He'll never hold public office again. His knighthood, for example, will be examined, and there are there's a precedent for that. Other figures in the past, you may recall the spy Anthony Blunt was stripped of his knighthood. Fred Goodwin, the former boss of RBS, lost his knighthood. So there is precedent for that. At the heart of all this, it is a sad and deeply upsetting story because it is a betrayal of trust. And as I said at the beginning, you know, there are people at the very heart of this who've been hurt and traumatized, whose families have been ripped apart. And, you know, today is the day that Geoffrey Donaldson's past has caught up with his present and changed his future. And what, I suppose, a slight degree of irony about all this is that Geoffrey Donaldson was known, obviously, for walking out of castle buildings in 1998 in Good Friday. And obviously, he was charged and everything collapsed in and around Good Friday 2024.
Stephen Walker, former political correspondent with BBC Northern Ireland, thank you very much for being with us.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.